Hawk junior pitcher Ian Fisher. On Monday night, Ian was part of a no-hitter. He pitched the first six innings of a no-hitter in a doubleheader at Newton, bringing his record to 3-0 on the year, ERA of 1.08, and 44 strikeouts in 26 innings. Ian, what's been working for you so far this year?
I think just the ability to get the fastball in the zone and trusting my off-speed pitches, as well as having the ability to trust the field behind me, just gives me a lot of positive energy on the mound, and it's been working so far.
And has anybody really helped you along the way here in the offseason or early this season, a pitching coach that's helped you kind of figure things out?
I would say the Sticks program in general, Stick Strength, Joel Baxley, as well as Jason Pearson, pitching coach up there as well.
How much varsity experience did you have coming into this season?
Last year I had one start at Oskaloosa, so not a ton, but I've been out there before and I knew what I needed to do.
You kind of knew that this year maybe would be your turn after you kind of waited for some guys to graduate?
Yeah, I would say we're still pretty deep, so I didn't come into this season thinking that I had a spot locked, but I feel like I've played into the spot and it's working well so far.
So what was working for you there Monday night at Newton, able to go six hitless innings in that one? Ever been part of a no-hitter before?
Maybe, I'm not sure. I feel like my fastball was just hitting the zone consistently, and I was able to locate my off-speed low in the zone where I wanted it and getting either batters to ground out or getting it by them.
And talk about your catcher a little bit. How's he been doing behind the plate and helping you out?
Cody's been doing a really good job this season. I feel like he's holding it down back there, giving me what I need to do, and I've crossed him up a couple times. He's not getting too mad, so can't do anything but give him praise.
If you're getting him on and off the field in a hurry with 1-2-3 innings, he's not going to complain too much. So talk about the team aspect now a little bit. You guys were 11-5 coming into Tuesday night, doing well in the conference, had a 5-game winning streak going. What's been working for the team?
I feel like we're starting to get the bats around. They weren't really there in the beginning of the season, as well as just the team chemistry. We had a lot of people graduate last year, so that meant there's a lot of new pieces in this team, and I feel like we've started to get it clicking, and it's just working out for us.
What do you feel like this team is capable of, you know, in the next several weeks as you get closer to postseason and, you know, making a run in July?
I think our rotation's just so deep that we have the ability to play with any team in the state, even just having the ability to lock it down on the mound and in the field and then getting our bats to it.
What's something a lot of people might not know about Ian Fisher? Off the field, I guess. What do you like to do?
I play a lot of MLB The Show, so I don't really leave the baseball mindset a ton. I have four other siblings, so it's always busy at the house. And then, yeah, I play basketball too, so I'm never off, really.
Where do you rank on the team, I guess, as far as MLB The Show? Who's the best player on the team?
If I'm being honest, I'm probably towards the bottom of the poll. I would say either Tucker Bevving or Cody Hargan are at the top. They grind it a lot. They don't get off it much.
And so you said you had four siblings. How many older, younger, I mean, brothers and sisters?
I have three sisters and one brother. Sister is going to be a sophomore this year. And then I have a sister going into sixth grade. And then I have a twin brother and sister going into fourth grade. So it's all over the place.
And everybody plays ball?
Everyone plays ball. Runs in the family.
That was our conversation on Radio Sports Page with Norwalk Jr. Ian Fisher. He was part of a no-hitter on Monday night against Newton through six innings. And we wish you luck the rest of the season, Ian.
Thank you.